Have you ever wondered why some leaders inspire extraordinary loyalty while others struggle to maintain basic engagement? Simple Truths of Leadership offers a revolutionary answer that has captivated millions worldwide. This collaborative masterpiece by Ken Blanchard of 1 Minute Manager fame and trust expert Randy Conley has become required reading in Fortune 500 companies and MBA programs alike. With over 23 million copies of Blanchard's book sold in 47 languages, his approach has transformed organizations from Southwest Airlines to Nordstrom. What makes this particular work so powerful is its radical simplicity. 52 bite-sized principles that feel like common sense yet remain uncommon practice. In a world where employee disengagement hovers at 65% to 70%, these principles offer a proven path to creating workplaces where people thrive and organizations excel. Let's explore how these deceptively simple truths can revolutionize your approach to leadership. Servant leadership isn't just another management fad. It's a fundamental reorientation of what leadership means. At its core lies a profound question: are you leading to serve or to be served? The most significant barrier to effective leadership is self-interest, where leaders prioritize their own agenda, status, and gratification above their team's needs. This self-focused approach often manifests in micromanagement, credit-taking, and decision-making that benefits the leader rather than the organization. True servant leadership achieves both stellar results and meaningful relationships through its dual aspects. The leadership component establishes vision and direction, while the servant aspect works alongside people to help them succeed. Rather than taking an either-or approach to results and relationships, servant leaders embrace both simultaneously. They understand that empowering others doesn't diminish their own authority, but rather multiplies the organization's capabilities. This approach begins with creating a compelling vision, consisting of three essential elements: purpose, what business you're in, picture of the future, where you're going, and values, what guides your journey. Organizations like Disney exemplify this approach. They're not in the theme park business, they're in the happiness business. Their values of safety, courtesy, the show, and efficiency guide every decision. Similarly, Southwest Airlines isn't just in transportation, they're in the freedom business, giving people the freedom to fly. Starbucks isn't just selling coffee, they're creating third places where communities gather. Perhaps most radically, servant leaders philosophically turn the traditional hierarchy upside down. Instead of people working for those above them, servant leaders see themselves as working for their team. This fundamental shift clarifies who is responsible versus who is responsive. The frontline staff becomes responsible to customers, while leaders remain responsive to their team's needs. This inversion manifests in practical ways. Leaders actively remove obstacles, provide resources, offer mentorship, and create growth opportunities for their team members. When leaders embrace this mindset shift, they create environments where people bring their full creativity and commitment to work. Teams feel psychologically safe to take risks, share ideas, and challenge the status quo. As Lao Tzu wisely observed, when the best leader's work is done, the people say, "We did it ourselves." This outcome is visible in companies like Zappos, where employee empowerment led to revolutionary customer service practices, or at Gore Associates, where self-directed teams drive innovation. The practice of servant leadership requires constant self-reflection and intentional action. Successful servant leaders regularly ask themselves, "Am I putting my team's growth first? Are my actions removing barriers or creating them? Does my leadership style encourage or inhibit initiative?" They understand that their success is measured not by personal achievements, but by the collective growth and accomplishment of their team. Performance excellence requires three fundamental practices: clear direction, positive reinforcement, and supportive redirection. These principles form the backbone of effective leadership. First, leadership requires clear direction. If you and your people don't know where you're going, your leadership doesn't matter. Many managers understand the importance of setting goals, but fail to clearly develop and document them with team members. This results in an activity trap, where people stay busy but lack meaningful direction. Effective leaders establish SMART goals: specific, clear about what needs improvement; motivating, making a difference; attainable, challenging but possible; relevant, impacting overall performance; and trackable, regularly measured. Second, catching people doing things right is perhaps the most important leadership concept. Most employees only know they're doing well because nobody has yelled at me lately. This reflects the prevalent seagull management style, where managers set goals, then disappear until something goes wrong, when they fly in, make noise, dump on everybody, and fly out. Effective praise should be immediate, specific about what was done right, express how it makes you feel and helps the organization, pause to let them feel good about it, encourage more of the same, and express confidence in their future success. Third, good performance is a moving target, not a final destination. Many leaders wait to praise until someone does something exactly right, but exactly right behavior consists of approximately right behaviors. Like teaching a toddler to speak in complete sentences by celebrating incremental improvements, waller before water, adults also need encouragement on their journey. When someone clear on goals is still learning but underperforming, effective leaders use redirection rather than reprimands. Redirection builds people up rather than tearing them down by immediately addressing the issue, confirming goal clarity, reviewing the specific error together, expressing feelings about the error and its impact, pause to let them feel the effect, affirming they're better than their mistake, and expressing continued trust and support. These leadership moments don't require lengthy conversations. Even a minute of focused attention can make a profound difference in someone's performance and morale. Most managers have a favorite leadership style they default to consistently, making them one-trick ponies. Research reveals that 54% of managers use only one leadership approach, regardless of the situation or individual they're managing. These managers typically take an either-or approach, focusing exclusively on either achieving results or maintaining relationships with people. This rigid stance makes them ineffective with team members who require different types of guidance and support at different times. Servant leaders, by contrast, understand the importance of flexibility and adapt their leadership style to match each individual's development level on specific tasks. The SLI, Situational Leadership 2 model, demonstrates that different development levels require distinctly different leadership approaches. Enthusiastic beginners, low competence, high commitment, need a directive style with clear instructions, specific guidance, and frequent check-ins. These individuals are excited but inexperienced, requiring detailed direction to channel their enthusiasm effectively. Disillusioned learners, some competence, low commitment, need coaching that combines continued direction with heavy emotional support and encouragement. These team members have often hit obstacles and need help rebuilding their confidence while developing their skills. Capable but cautious contributors, high competence, variable commitment, need primarily support through listening, praise, and facilitation. These individuals know how to do the job, but may doubt themselves or need reassurance to perform at their best. Self-reliant achievers, high competence, high commitment, need delegation with minimal supervision and maximum autonomy. These team members have both the ability and motivation to excel independently. Development levels aren't static. They can vary significantly by task and over time. A team member might be a self-reliant achiever in their core responsibilities, but become an enthusiastic beginner when facing new technology or unfamiliar projects. For instance, a senior software developer might need minimal oversight for coding tasks, but require directive leadership when learning to manage client relationships or lead team meetings. Servant leaders recognize that effective leadership is a collaborative process, not a top-down directive. They work with team members to establish clear, mutually agreed-upon goals and expectations, teach team members about the SLI model so they understand different leadership styles, jointly assess development levels for various tasks and responsibilities, regular check-ins to evaluate progress and adjust leadership approaches as needed. This partnership approach creates a dynamic where both leader and team member share responsibility for success. It enables open dialogue about changing needs and ensures leadership support aligns with actual development requirements rather than assumptions or habits. The result is more engaged employees, faster skill development, and better overall performance as team members receive exactly the type of leadership they need when they need it. Creating a winning environment means understanding that your people are your number one customer. When you train, empower, and care for your people first, they'll take extraordinary care of your external customers, who become raving fans and essentially part of your sales force. This creates a virtuous cycle that ultimately benefits the bottom line. Companies like Ritz-Carlton and Southwest Airlines demonstrate this principle by investing heavily in employee development and satisfaction, resulting in consistently superior customer service and loyalty. Effective environments balance autonomy with boundaries. Just as a river without banks becomes a puddle, people need clear parameters to channel their energy toward meaningful goals. Rather than giving unlimited freedom, create autonomy within clear boundaries by establishing clear goals and performance standards, ensuring awareness of procedures and rules, and confirming everyone understands your organization's compelling vision. For example, companies like Google provide their employees with 20% time to work on side projects, but within defined parameters that align with company objectives. Without clear expectations, people feel lost, lacking direction, boundaries, or standards to follow. As a servant leader working alongside your team, you must explicitly communicate what you expect while modeling those same behaviors. Your expectations create a mental picture of success for your team. This includes setting SMART goals, providing regular feedback, and establishing clear metrics for success. Regular one-on-one meetings, written documentation of expectations, and consistent performance reviews help maintain clarity and alignment. New leaders often mistake position for power, believing their title gives them authority. But true leadership isn't about wielding power, it's about earning trust and respect. When you focus on serving rather than being served, emphasizing we over me, listening more than talking, and supporting rather than directing, your people become motivated to give their best efforts. Leaders who practice this approach, like Microsoft's Satya Nadella, demonstrate how humility and service-oriented leadership can transform organizational culture and performance. Leaders often wrongly assume they know what motivates their people, typically money or responsibility. The reality is that motivation is deeply personal. Instead of assuming, ask people directly what would motivate them to do good work. Some may value flexible working hours, others professional development opportunities, and still others public recognition. Regular motivation assessments and personalized reward systems help leaders understand and respond to individual needs. When they perform well, acknowledge their achievement and provide their chosen reward. By creating environments where people feel valued, understood, and empowered within clear boundaries, servant leaders unleash their team's full potential and create sustainable high performance. This includes implementing regular feedback mechanisms, creating opportunities for growth and development, fostering psychological safety, and building strong team relationships through activities and shared experiences. Successful organizations like Zappos and Netflix have built their cultures around these principles, resulting in high employee engagement and exceptional business results. Remember that culture is dynamic and requires constant attention. Regular culture surveys, open forums for feedback, and willingness to adapt practices based on employee input help maintain a positive and productive environment. Leaders must also consistently reinforce cultural values through their actions, decisions, and communications. Many mistake humility for weakness, but it's actually a strength of servant leadership. As Jim Collins discovered in Good to Great, high-performing leaders combine personal humility with professional well-being, ambitious for the company rather than themselves. While ego-driven leaders take credit for successes and blame others for failures, servant leaders do the opposite. They look out the window to give others credit when things go well and look in the mirror to take full responsibility when things go poorly. Some managers are hard on others because they're hard on themselves, constantly second-guessing their decisions. But it's important to catch yourself doing things right. It improves your relationships because people enjoy being around those who like themselves. When someone compliments you, simply say thank you rather than disagreeing. Accepting praise gracefully helps you feel good about yourself, making it easier to help others feel good too. Many leaders equate hours worked with success, avoiding delegation as if it were dodging responsibility. These leaders end up working late while their people enjoy themselves. Servant leaders work smarter by preparing and training their people, then getting out of the way. When someone brings you a problem, what Bill Unken calls a monkey, don't take ownership. Instead, give advice on its care and ensure it leaves with its proper owner. Working smarter means helping people solve their own problems rather than doing their work for them. Self-serving leaders act as if leadership is all about them, driving away talented people who seek organizations where they're treated as partners rather than subordinates. Servant leaders recognize that leadership means working alongside their people, sharing information, and maintaining open communication. This approach allows team members to recognize and build on each other's strengths, creating high performance that proves 1+1 is greater than 2. The virtues described in 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, patience, kindness, humility, honor, selflessness, forgiveness, truthfulness, protection, trust, hope, and perseverance, perfectly capture the qualities of servant leadership. In contrast, self-serving leaders display the opposite traits. Servant leadership is essentially love in action. Trust forms the foundation of any successful relationship. Without it, leaders face resistance, disengagement, apathy, and failure. With it, creativity, innovation, productivity, efficiency, and morale flourish. Trust, like oxygen, is often taken for granted until it's gone. Building trust is a skill that can be learned through practice. The ABCD model provides a framework. Demonstrate competence, able. Act with integrity, believable. Show care for others, connected. And honor commitments, dependable. Practicing these behaviors fosters trust in all relationships, both professional and personal. Trust requires risk, and someone must make the first move. As a leader, it's your responsibility to extend trust first rather than expecting blind faith from your team. As Hemingway said, the way to make people trustworthy is to trust them. While blind trust is foolish, assessing trustworthiness and extending appropriate trust allows people to rise to the occasion. Many leaders remain distant, fearing that showing vulnerability will undermine their authority. However, people respect honesty about vulnerability more than perfect strength. When leaders show their humanity, it encourages team members to do the same. Trust is fundamentally a psychological and emotional bond between two people willing to be vulnerable with each other. In today's polarized world, we must remember that trust requires an us, two people nurturing a reciprocal relationship over time. Leaders who manage through fear and intimidation ultimately create timid teams afraid to take initiative. Even without overt intimidation, a leader's position alone can create anxiety. To eliminate fear and build trust, be consistent in your behavior. Treat mistakes as learning opportunities, and practice basic kindness through please, thank you, and genuine encouragement. Intelligence and charisma mean little if your people don't believe you care about them. Demonstrating genuine concern is the quickest path to trust. As Maya Angelou wisely noted, people remember how you made them feel long after they've forgotten your words or actions. Walking your talk is the essence of integrity. When your behavior aligns with your speech, you are complete, whole, and acting with integrity. Leaders who rationalize the truth often find themselves in quicksand. Telling half-truths is telling half-lies. Spinning the truth is manipulation, which erodes trust. The word promise has lost some of its reverence in today's culture. A broken promise is a major trust buster, creating expectations that, when unmet, break trust. Be careful when using the word promise. Only say it with a solid plan to follow through. Make reasonable promises by ensuring you have necessary resources, connecting promises to core values for sustained motivation, identifying relationship risks if you fail, and documenting commitments so you don't forget them. One of the most unfair things a leader can do is give everyone the same broad brush treatment. High trust leaders understand the need to treat people equitably and ethically given each person's situation. To be fair and build trust, be transparent by sharing information liberally, increase involvement in decision-making, play by the rules by holding yourself and others accountable, and don't play favorites. A common fallacy is that leaders should know all answers. In reality, admitting mistakes is one of the most powerful ways to build trust. When your team sees you own up to your behavior, they see a genuine, honest leader who sets aside ego for the team's betterment. Best practices: be prompt in addressing mistakes, accept responsibility, highlight the learning, and be brief without over-apologizing. Good listeners focus on the other person, while poor listeners relate everything to themselves. When team members believe you're a great listener, they'll share their best thinking with you. To improve listening, don't interrupt, which shows disrespect. Ensure understanding by paraphrasing occasionally. Listen for what's not being said by asking open-ended questions, and stay present by taking notes, listening actively, and remaining engaged in the conversation. Building trust isn't a destination, but an ongoing journey. Many leaders mistakenly believe that once they've earned trust, they don't need to actively maintain it. The reality is that building and keeping trust requires continuous demonstration of trustworthiness. When trust is eroded, it can usually be restored if both parties are willing to follow a process, acknowledge the problem, apologize by taking ownership, and act differently going forward. A successful apology includes accepting responsibility, avoiding conditional language like if or but, choosing the right timing, expressing sincere remorse, acknowledging the pain caused, listening without judgment, and committing to not repeat the behavior that eroded trust. Many resist apologizing when they feel they've done nothing wrong. However, apologizing isn't necessarily admitting guilt. It's taking responsibility for improving the relationship. There are good reasons to apologize even when you're not at fault. Choosing the relationship over being right, playing the long game for the relationship's health, and taking responsibility as a leader when your team falls short. Leaders need tough skin and soft hearts. When trust is broken, they face a choice: harbor resentment or choose forgiveness. Refusing to forgive only hurts yourself, fostering negative thinking and limiting your leadership authenticity. Wise leaders choose their response carefully, understanding that forgiveness doesn't eliminate consequences, but allows movement forward. You can forgive without forgetting, looking to the future rather than dwelling on the past. When someone breaks our trust, especially through major betrayal, forgiveness can be difficult. We mistakenly believe withholding forgiveness gives us power over the person who disappointed us. But refusing to forgive won't change what happened. You can't revise history. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, nor does it depend on the other person showing remorse. It's your choice alone, allowing you to reconcile the past and move forward unburdened. The world desperately needs a new leadership approach, as traditional command and control methods have produced record low trust and engagement levels, with recent studies showing employee engagement hovering around 30% globally. The principles and simple truths of leadership aren't complicated. They're common sense practices that can transform your leadership and your life. Yet, as the book's subtitle suggests, these principles are not common practice, often due to the persistence of outdated leadership paradigms and the human tendency to revert to familiar patterns under pressure. The gap between knowing and doing remains the greatest challenge in leadership. Leaders frequently understand what they should do, whether it's providing timely feedback, actively listening to team members, or modeling desired behaviors, but fail to consistently act on that knowledge. This knowing-doing gap often stems from three primary barriers: fear of vulnerability, the tyranny of urgent tasks over important ones, and deeply ingrained habits. Trusted servant leadership isn't just a management technique, but a way of life for those with servant hearts, requiring daily commitment and conscious choice. Great leaders like Ken Blanchard and Randy Conley understand that leadership is a calling with tremendous opportunity to positively influence others. Their comprehensive serve model captures the essence of servant leadership. See the future by establishing a compelling vision that inspires and aligns teams. Engage and develop people through mentoring, coaching, and creating growth opportunities to achieve goals aligned with the vision. Reinvent continuously through lifelong learning and adaptable structures that embrace change. Value results and relationships equally, recognizing that sustainable success requires both. And embody the values to build and sustain trust through consistent actions and authentic behavior. Though mastering all these areas is challenging, particularly in today's fast-paced, complex business environment, it's worth the effort because servant leadership is love in action. This approach creates positive ripple effects throughout organizations, improving everything from employee satisfaction and retention to customer loyalty and financial performance. In a world hungry for authentic, trustworthy leadership, these simple truths offer a proven path forward, one that benefits not only organizations, but the lives of everyone they touch, from employees and customers to communities and stakeholders. The question isn't whether these principles work. Decades of research and practice have proven they do, with organizations practicing servant leadership consistently outperforming their peers across multiple metrics. The real question is whether you'll commit to making these simple truths common practice in your leadership journey. This requires daily intention, regular self-reflection, and the courage to lead differently. When you do commit to this path, you'll discover the profound difference that trusted servant leadership can make in your organization, your relationships, and your life, creating a legacy of positive impact that extends far beyond your immediate sphere of influence.